Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. It's the main event, and we got a special guest on the horn. We've been talking about him. It is the Department of Agriculture and Commerce Commissioner Andy Gibson. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Lolly. Doing good. How about yourself?
Man, it is so good to hear your voice and have you back on Kicks 96. And things are good over here. I hope things are good, all good in the Department of Agriculture and Commerce.
Well, it's all good. We've been mighty busy during the coronavirus, but, it's certainly fulfilling to be able to do the work that we do and keep food rolling to the shelves and commerce flowing, gasolines at the pump, and feels like you're making a difference. So it's all good.
All right, Mr. Commissioner, real quick, Chinese seeds, what's the deal? I thought it was an internet hoax, but apparently it was real. Is real?
It is real, and I thought it was a hoax too till my phone started ringing weekend before last about people getting these packages of seeds, and they're coming in these little gray packages. They tell me look like Wish packages. I don't even know what Wish is, but it's some kind of a ordering program. And they're never labeled as seeds, but when you open them up, they are all different manner of seed that have come in here from China. And as of today, they've been reported in almost 70 counties in Mississippi, 70 out of 82. That's a lot of money being spent to ship seeds over here that we don't know what they are or what their intention is.
Wow, that's crazy. We need to open up our eyes right there. That's something that's just, folks, that's the real world. That's the Commissioner of Agriculture telling you like it is. Hey, I also, yesterday on Facebook, you had one of the, you post really good stuff. I have to tell you, I enjoy looking at your posts. But, you know, everybody's pushing these plant-based meats and this, that, and the other. Yeah. And it makes you think, we're supporting our farmers, plant-based meats. Well, it's not really, it's like plant hybrid, all kind of weird stuff,
weird stuff.
And we raise quality meat here, good chicken.
We are we are one of the largest producers of chicken in the country, and the poultry industry is our number one industry in the state. And I've always been a big fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I didn't like what they put out, so I voiced my displeasure with it. They're starting to print over in Russia is where they've gone, and they've developed a Russian-made program to print, believe it or not, print 3D chicken. I've never heard of 3D chicken, but it's cell-based is what it is. They're going to take cell cultures from chicken, mix it with some plant matter, and develop this program that's going to print chicken nuggets from scratch. Really bizarre. Sounded like a science experiment to me.
Well, I tell you.
A sign of the times.
When Burger King came out with that Impossible Whopper, I actually went to the internet website and looked at the ingredients, and you start reading methyl hydroxybutyrate, and it's all these, and it's like 40,000 ingredients, and you can't pronounce any of it. So you know anything made in a lab, you know, it's not like it's grown right here in Mississippi.
That's right. It's not real meat, and thankfully the legislature passed a law that, you know, if it's not meat, you can't call it meat. Now this thing Kentucky Fried Chicken's doing is some kind of a experiment over in Russia, but they're a global company, and they've announced that, you know, eventually their goal is to create all their chicken nuggets this way instead of the way God made chicken, and that's to raise them and harvest them, of course. But we're going to have to monitor it, and we will. It's just one of those things that I've been saying for a year or two now. Fake meat is not on the horizon. It's already here. It's here, and it is a serious threat to our agriculture, our farmers, and our way of life, rural way of life.
We're talking to the Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce, Andy Gibson. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you. We got farmers markets going all over the state. They are promoting it. They have a website. There's a lot of good stuff happening with good local food, local produce. We'll be talking to him more. Stay with us. Mississippi Superstar Country, Kicks 96.